The exploitation of farm workers, especially foreign workers, was drawn into sharp focus in May this year when the ABC's Four Corners exposed slave-like conditions in agriculture across the country. Soon after, Victoria and South Australia launched state-based parliamentary inquiries into the issue. Now Queensland will join them in a move the Treasurer and Minister for Industrial Relations, Curtis Pitt, says is needed in light of disturbing allegations about the practices of labour hire companies. It's been welcomed by the LNP's member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, whose electorate takes in many of the farms around Bundaberg that have been at the heart of some of the allegations.
We have been and consistently have been raising this issue and doing reviews, enforcement and surveillance over the last 3 years in particular. And I think anything we can do to more importantly secure the agricultural sector and the vital role they play to our economy, but backpackers who are also an integral part of our economy, but more importantly the youth that want to work and stay in our region to work in agriculture. So a parliamentary inquiry is actually welcomed. It'll have some real legislative reform capacity, and I think if we do it right, I think we can get the benefits from what continues to be a really, really serious issue.
In the 15 years or so that dodgy labour practices have plagued the horticulture industry, it's been the subject of numerous inquiries, Senate reports and enforcement blitzes. But the problem persists, and many say the time for talk is over and now action is what's needed. But Stephen Bennett says he has faith in the bipartisan inquiry to deliver.
Something like this inquiry will allow fair and frank and privileged information to be able to be tabled. And I think that's why this parliamentary inquiry will be important, because people are afraid in some circumstances in our region with bullying and intimidation. And I think that's why giving information under privilege will be important for a lot of people to get the accurate facts from the industry, who particularly sometimes is quite silent on this issue.
Do you think this is a step along the pathway to real action that starts to make a difference on farms with these practices?
Well, you know, you would have to be cynical from time to time that, you know, sometimes government intervention and government inquiries can be seen as something else that's going on about talking about the issue. But look, I have confidence that a bipartisan inquiry by committee that has government and LNP and CATA members on it, for example, will make serious recommendations. But the test will come for the government of the day to be able to show the courageous decisions about making legislation and enforcing legislation that might be a little bit unpalatable for some of these labour hire operators.
That balance between legislation and its enforcement is one the horticulture industry has been calling for. Bundaberg Fruit and Vegetable Growers Executive Officer Peter Hockings says he's still assessing how deep the inquiry will go.
They might find some intelligence that will actually highlight the significance of the matter, but what's really needed is the action on ground to enforce the existing regulations. And that's really how a lot of this problem has arisen, is lack of enforcement of existing regulations. We've been banging on about this subject for quite some time in the interests of the businesses that are working very hard to be compliant with existing regulation, but are being undercut in the marketplace by other businesses that are flaunting the laws in our face, so to speak.
Would you then see the inquiry as an indication from the Queensland government that it will be more proactive and potentially up that level of enforcement?
That would be a hope that we would see come from this inquiry, is a realisation by the government and the various departments about where they're falling short on enforcement. The last thing we actually want as the first resolution is further regulation. Any further regulation that may be brought in is only going to impede the honest businesses that are further trying to be compliant.
In June this year, the federal government set up its multi-jurisdictional response to the issue of worker exploitation, Task Force Kadena, which combines customs and immigration officials with workplace and tax officers. The federal member for Hinkler, Keith Pitt, says Queensland's efforts would be better spent supporting that group's work rather than starting an inquiry of its own.
There have been a number of inquiries over at least the last decade. I lobbied and fought hard to get Task Force Kadena established. There is a multi-jurisdictional task force underway right now. And I'd certainly encourage the Queensland Government, rather than wasting resources on another talk fest, put that money into helping Task Force Kadena actually fix this issue.
The inquiry is due to report its findings in the first half of next year.